The average commute in the Central Valley is just around 20 minutes. Now think of a long commute. Now longer. And even longer still. How about 6 times longer? That's what thousands of workers in the northern end of the valley are doing right now, every day. Last week, Valley Public Radio reported on the ambitions of high-speed rail supporters to get those workers out of their cars and onto the train from homes in Fresno or Merced. Today, FM 89's Jeffrey Hess rides along with one of those mega commuters and looks at the impact to local communities of having so many people live in the valley but work elsewhere.
It's 5:30 in the morning in Los Banos. Sun's not even up yet. I've just met James, my commuter friend, in a parking lot of a Starbucks. And he's going to take me on the commute over the hill. Any last words of warning before we go?
But you know what I always do? I always pray before I leave.
Let's do it.
All right. Heavenly Father.
The James I'm riding with is James Bostick. He's a salesman that works primarily in the Bay Area, but lives on the other side of Pacheco Pass, nearly 2 hours away, over the hill in Los Banos. Even at this early hour, there's an unbroken string of cars heading west on Highway 152 to make it in time for shifts that, for most, won't even start until 8.
See this line of people that are starting to go through? This is all going over. That gas station, as you can see right now, from now until 6:30, it's just people going to be piling in there. And that place gets packed.
The commute, fortunately, is fairly smooth on this day. I brought snacks and extra bottles of water because there are few, if any, places to stop. And if even one car gets in a wreck or breaks down, a 2-hour commute suddenly becomes a 4-hour slog. James has been making this drive for more than 12 years. There's a reason he prays before every drive. He alludes to the fact that he's seen wrecks, maybe even fatal crashes. It won't even say the word accident as we drive, instead saying the A word.
Because there's so many lunatics that just either A, wake up late, or B, just feel that they're invincible. And you'll see them. There isn't a day that doesn't go by that you don't see these people.
There's even a Facebook group dedicated to people who make the drive, sharing news about traffic conditions and stories about their commute.
As you can see, it's a nice steady stream of lights all behind us. And I'm doing 65, and I'm getting past.
The Bay Area has by far the most expensive housing prices in the country, which is forcing thousands of middle-income workers into more affordable areas like Los Banos. Homes there are about a quarter of the price. For many, the lower home price makes it worth the drive. As we cross into the Bay Area, James points out new construction springing up and says he briefly considered moving his family of five closer to work, but that the price is just too steep.
So here's some developments. Now, this is all IBM's old land. So look at this. You see how it's 3 high and how congested it is? Right here? These are condos and apartments. I think they're condos.
And what would be the going rate for some?
Those are like $700,000 each for the condos now selling.
And that's for a 2-bedroom apartment, which would still be an hour commute. As we're riding in his new car, the old one he recently traded in had over 800,000 miles on it, James is hard at work with his Bluetooth phone ringing almost nonstop.
It's James.
James is the type of worker that high-speed rail advocates envision trading in that grueling drive for a ride on the train that takes half the time. Factor in wear and tear on the car, gas, and other factors, and they say the economics could work out to make Fresno and Merced more attractive than the car-based commuter towns now booming. But what's been the impact of all those commuters on those towns? Teresa Bartholomew, a real estate agent in Los Banos, told me the influx of workers has been great. Housing and construction are back on track after a brutal decline in the Great Recession, and money is pouring in.
There's approximately, maybe 4 new subdivisions in the town and that have started, and they're actually selling quite rapidly, and prices are going up.
But not everyone agrees that turning the tiny town into a commuter hub has been great. Some malign the sprawl and the fact that property taxes are barely enough to cover the city's services in the new growth. Vanessa Lovato, a Los Banos native, feels the town itself has not benefited, pointing to its nearly 12% unemployment rate, which is double the state average.
I really hope that Los Banos starts going in a positive direction again. And I really hope that other communities will learn, like, hey, if you're going to build more houses, at least build more jobs. We're not asking for much. We're not asking for the world. We're just asking for employment.
A local shop owner I talked to says she has trouble convincing commuters to visit her downtown shop rather than spending money in the Bay Area. And teachers express concern that too many kids are now latchkey kids due to their parents' long commutes. And all those cars have added to congestion and air pollution. Our Los Banos commuter James himself is very skeptical of the train and doubts he would ride it. He thinks most commuters have just accepted this as their way of life now. This commute, according to James, went well, even though we were gone for more than 12 hours.
We are flying right now. We have been doing so good, Jeffrey, on this commute. It's been a breeze, to be honest with you. Thank you for riding with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man.
And that is the big existential challenge facing high-speed rail advocates, replacing California's deeply entrenched car culture with one that encourages public transportation. And that is a $68 billion gamble. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.